Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it is official. There's no other way to put it. It is a major political realignment. The Democrats have had the biggest losses that they've had since 1920. Pre-Depression level information. This is a total political realignment. And listening to syndicated talk radio, watching Fox, CNN, MSNBC, ABC last night, monitoring it all, in between broadcasting with the great crew, doing our own nightly news for 6 hours, and then watching hours of news and reading hundreds of articles, or scanning over hundreds of articles, we can see the new battle configuration. The talking point is this is a repudiation of the Tea Party, but as a political realignment and an endorsement of the Republican establishment. What it is the establishment wanting us to have a fake revolution and have business as usual and then have people in 2 to 4 to 6 years disenfranchised with the Republicans and run back to the Democrats. It doesn't work like that. You're not going to just have people get mad in 4 to 8 years and then have a few percentage point move. You're having massive moves that are realignment level, and they're happening quicker and quicker because time is compacted now because of technological and societal developments, accelerations, and pressure. So the Republican establishment is not going to spin this and then just sit back and continue Obamacare they helped write. The Republican leadership went along with it, whether it was Mitch McConnell or John Boehner or people like Mittens Romney. Same story. And they are at war with the Tea Party that is just classic Americana. Low taxes, Second Amendment, private property, the family. The Tea Party has its own problems. It loves war on average, torture, watching 24, delusional stuff like that. Team America stuff. But not so much anymore. It's so libertarian now, where the Tea Party began 8 years ago on record with the Ron Paul movement. The next to last time he ran for president, that there's a real struggle. And so they have the talking point out there saying, this is a repudiation of the Tea Party. Tea Party candidates got elected at the state level and some to Congress at the federal level all over the country. But it was Tea Party sentiment and anger that drove the historic shift as the Republicans gained, 16 more seats in the House, a whole bunch of seats gaining control of the Senate. We're going to go over the numbers today. This is a big, big, big deal. And it's a political realignment. CNN's like, we congratulate the Republicans and the president does on their win. No, it was a repudiation of Obama. Now, here's the $64 trillion issue. Are the Republicans going to repeal Obamacare or just tinker with it and claim they did by removing a few pieces? Are they going to let Obama go for total amnesty? Will Obama officiate what's already going on? Will Obama certify the fact the borders are already wide open? I mean, that's a fact, Jack. Will he do that? Will they let him act as a dictator for 2 years now that they, quote, have the power? That's why there's a move from Fox to CNN to syndicated conservative radio with these pundits on to say repudiation of Tea Party, certification of Republican blue bloods. When any real analysis of that shows that's a fraud. And to his credit, he knows where his audience is. Rush Limbaugh came out last night and said the same thing. He said if the Republicans would have fully endorsed libertarian, Tea Party, paleo-conservative ideas, they would have had an even bigger landslide. Of course they would. CNN this morning and MSNBC had their experts going, these are good Republicans, settle down, work with us, that's how you're going to win, don't get aggressive, don't get radical, don't call us out, because we can literally destroy them now, if we get radical.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there is a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security while sticking the hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level. The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
And because early voting runs through this Friday, you don't have to wait until Election Day. You can vote all week.
The Rio Riva County Clerk's Office reported this afternoon that a voter trying to cast an early ballot in Española today was told he had already voted 3 days prior.
Activist on the tape goes on to suggest that discarded ballots could be collected from what she called Ghetto Aurora, saying that African Americans and Mexicans tend to throw out their ballots.
But it didn't work.
As for those programs we do need, I'll make them work better and I'll make them cost less.
Thousands of federal workers are issued taxpayer-funded credit cards so long as they buy items that cost less than $3,000 or micro-purchases. Our review found about $20 billion in just about the course of a year.
We'll save billions by cutting waste and improving management and strengthening oversight.
We asked all of these other major federal agencies based here in D.C. for their micro-purchase shopping lists, and all refused.
I'm pledging to cut the deficit we inherited by half by the end of my first term in office.
The Independent Congressional Budget Office warning a new fiscal crisis is coming if Washington doesn't get its spending in check.
Yeah, Obama
raising
doubled
the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios.
First, Ebola is not spread through the air like the flu.
Ebola is capable of entering human airway cells. Ebola is primed to be able to have respiratory transmission.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it.
Waging war on corruption, broadcasting worldwide, November 5th, 2014, on this Wednesday edition, a truly historic day, a truly historic broadcast. This is a near total mega political realignment, one of the biggest peaceful political realignments, not just in U.S. history, but in Western electoral history. Republicans have every congressional seat in Arkansas, a Democrat state just 6 years ago. Republicans elected black women to Congress. Republicans elected young women to Congress. Republicans elected Hispanics to high office. Republicans across the board in southern states elected the first black men for the Republican ticket into Congress since right after the Civil War. It goes on and on and on. A massive repudiation of the entire establishment. Last night, during our 6 hours of live coverage, the crew did an excellent job, and all the other hosts here at InfoWars Nightly News and the syndicated operations. But it was still disgusting to cut to the different Republican victory speeches where it was just the same old Republican country club types with their connections to the big banks and the people that helped write Obamacare and the Republicans that compromised on restricting the Second Amendment and the police state and the warmongering. We have our work cut out for us. But at the same time, it is a huge sign that the Democrats are at the weakest position they've been since 1920. Pre-Depression numbers. The Democratic Party has been routed across the board. Here's the problem. The globalists have the Republican blue blood leadership waging war on the Tea Party and their own constituents, circling the wagons now, announcing they're going to go after the Tea Party now because they understand that's on their flank. They just want to be in power. They want business as usual. That's why they all got up with talking points, the blue blood candidates that won, riding the Tea Party wave, and said, we want to get things done. We want to pass all these bills. We want to get this Pacific partnership done. We want to, get these energy deals done. What they mean is they want to water down the globalist agenda on the surface and ram it through. You notice we don't hear from Mitch McConnell or John Boehner about repealing Obamacare. We hear about, quote, fixing parts of it. You don't fix something written to selectively jack up taxes on people and double and triple their premiums. The average premium's already doubled. Everyone I know, it's gone up at least 70%. Some people, it's doubled, tripled. Now they say get ready this fall and next year, this fall into the winter and the next year, for it to go up even more. They've already gone up on my dad almost 100%. He just got a letter last week. He showed it to me when I was at his house this weekend with the kids. And they said, you and your wife have not had a claim since 1990, but it just doesn't matter. You're going to be fined $5,000 by Obamacare because our rate is too low, and you're supposed to buy this amount each year. Here are my parents, both 66, and they never use their insurance, and they're healthy. And they've just been told, we've got to increase your premium $250 a month, and they've already jacked it up. So the big insurance companies got together and wrote a monumental screw job where they get half the increase and the government gets the other half as a tax. It surveils everything you do. It brings in control. And now McConnell has come out right after he won and said, no shutdowns of the government and no full Obamacare repeal. But it doesn't matter. His wife's wearing a pretty red dress and smiling and has nice hair and nice makeup. I'm going to puke. Mitch McConnell tried to defeat Rand Paul when he was running for the Senate against the Democrats. When Rand Paul won, he took him under his wing. And I think Rand Paul needs to get out from underneath Mitch McConnell's wing. I'm going to vomit. And of course, on the same news article I'm looking at, there's a picture of Boehner, who, behind the scenes, is holding hands, not with Obama. Sure, he plays golf with him and smokes cigarettes and drinks with him. I could care less about that part. That's the only human part of these people. Behind the scenes, the same special interests are holding hands, running this. And I know you know this. That's why you're the enemy of the establishment, because you know the game. You know we've been conquered by fraud. You know the narrative of truth that if we put it out there, we'll bring these people down. And that's why the talking point on every channel, whether it was conservative or libertarian or liberal or establishment, all the state-run affiliate media was saying a repudiation of the Tea Party, a repudiation of Obama, tying the two together when they're polar opposites, and an endorsement of establishment Republicans. So the system is now lashing out at its real enemy. They're going to give us lip service. They're going to tinker with Obama's blanket amnesty. They're going to criticize him on the surface. But they're going to let the whole agenda continue, because the people that own this country through fraud want that. Even Rush Limbaugh's come out and says, drive-by media and GOP establishment team up to spin elections as repudiation of Tea Party. I got to hand it to Rush Limbaugh. I feel sorry for him. He's hard to understand now because he's hearing impaired. But he got really bad under Bush going with the establishment. But he knows where his bread's buttered, with his listeners especially, and he knows they're all libertarian conservatives, basically, and that they understand what's going on. And he's come right out and told the truth. But I was sitting there watching it last night and covering it, and that's clearly what was going on. So the reason Rush Limbaugh is saying exactly what I'm saying is not because we got some memo from the stork that dropped it down the chimney. It's because that's the truth. And it's the establishment Republicans that, if they would have just embraced reform, going back to the Republic, going back to what made us so exceptional and so great and so wealthy and so admired and so loved, they would have had a total sweep. And they already had a massive, devastating victory. But it was the people's victory. It was a repudiation. And it was Republican voters voting for blacks, black women, Hispanic women, young women, because they had good rhetoric and had been in local office and done good things. Listen, I could care less if somebody's black, if they'll leave my guns alone and cut my taxes. Believe me. In fact, quite frankly, if I had a choice over a black conservative libertarian or a white conservative libertarian, I'd vote for the black conservative libertarian, just because I want to get blacks off the plantation and voting for free market. So, I mean, I guess I am discriminatory. I would vote for a minority patriot over a white a patriot, because we need, I agree with Rand Paul on this, to broaden the base. But you don't do that by waddling in to the middle of the situation and saying, okay, we'll be nice, we'll accept the 60 million. It's got to be like 60 million. It's not 35 million. It's way more. Everybody knows that. It's off the chart. Of all these illegals, and then just accept them and say, we'll do whatever you want for a North American union, because that's what this is about, is breaking this country up. And, of course, I'm being a bit tongue-in-cheek. I'm not a discriminatory type person. I would study the candidate and find out who the very best was. But if they were almost the same candidate and I couldn't decide who was better, I might, just to change the face of the Republican Party, go with a minority, because I don't care. I just want freedom. I care about the content of somebody's brain and their actions. And I'm sick of the good old boy networks of the Ku Klux Klan-run Democratic Party. And this is a giant rejection of race-based politics. They jumped the shark. They went whole hog saying, turn your guns in, accept Obamacare, your families aren't good, and if you don't agree with us, you're a racist, you're a homophobe, you're a sexist, if you don't like Hillary Clinton. Everywhere she campaigned for people were the biggest nosedives. She campaigned heavily in Arkansas, total Republican takeover. It doesn't work anymore. And so it's a repudiation of race-based politics. I don't think they're dead, but they're on their knees, and they're going out if we want it to happen. We'll be back. Stay with us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We'll give you the InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com headlines straight ahead. Give the number out and take your phone calls.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Americans, it's the end of the world as you've known it. Hi, this is Larry Crisp with BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. And right now, if you're a middle-class American, you probably feel like you're being squeezed out of existence. As incomes drop, food prices rise, and job markets remain abysmal, how will you provide the cash flow you and your family need to survive? Every generation knows that the old plan of trading 40 hours a week for 40 years, then retiring to a golf course, is a thing of the past. But while the traditional concept of retirement is fading, a new and exciting time of re-inspirement is emerging. You can find out how friends of mine from 25 to 85 years old have learned the secrets of creating cash flow and freedom they never dreamed possible in my free special report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Yes, it is the end of the world as we've known it, but you'll be re-inspired by my special report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
Truly historic what we're seeing. A very good sign that despite the fact that America is so sick of Republicans, so sick of country club blue bloods, with their crony capitalism, getting their SNL bailout money and getting their no-bid weapons contracts and trying to create a North American Union and Bush signing it in secret with Paul Martin and Vicente Fox in 2005 in Waco, Texas. We're sick of both parties. We know they're disgusting. We know that Congress needs a giant enema, basically, and I'm sorry to use a term like that, but we all know what's going on up there. As Mark Twain said, politicians are like diapers, and both should be changed frequently for the same reason. It comes down to that. But they really are a reflection of we the people. And the fact that Republicans were desperate for change and got fooled into voting for Obama to put him into office, and then now they're desperate for change and they voted in a mixed field of Republicans. Some of them we don't know who they are. Some of them are establishment. Others look like really good Tea Party type folks. The fact that the system's going after the Tea Party and the mainstream state-run media is teaming up. I was watching all these former White House officials from Obama's camp on MSNBC this morning going, these are reasonable establishment Republicans that want to get things done. Obama is calling them all. This is very good. We're going to stop the extremist Tea Party together. And if the Republicans want to expand their lead, they just need to be reasonable. The only reason the Republicans gained all these seats was because the ideas of liberty were being demanded. And a lot of Republicans picked up that rhetoric. They're going to be out on their butts as well if they don't deliver. And the Democrats are going to move, and the announcement's been made by Obama, we'll play a clip in a moment, that they are going to go for amnesty by Christmas. And that Obama doesn't care what it does to Democrats. That's because it won't matter. Governor Moonbeam, who wants to ban all guns and who's wrecked California, came out and, of course, got reelected last night in a landslide. And they've basically merged us with Latin America, and the takeover's happening, so it won't matter in a couple years because the states won't be able to stop the illegals from voting. And then they will vote for the Democrats, and it will be checkmate. So we're already in check right now. And if we don't get out of check playing this chess game right now, the globalists who want their North American Union and who want to be able to do whatever they want are going to win. So we all better, who support liberty, regardless of what color you are, better reach out to all of the white trendies and all of the, quote, minorities, or really the majority worldwide, and say, do you really want socialism and collectivism? Do you really want to pay trillions in banker bailouts that are bipartisanly being pushed? Do you really want to go with the Democratic Party who would pass Obamacare and are screw jobs meant to bankrupt the country and make you go on welfare so they can control you as a political class? And in his victory speech last night, Governor Brown said, it doesn't matter whether you're born here or whether you're here illegally. Welcome. This is your state. And it's its own rotting country. Its problem is, though, even though it's a beautiful state, I love it from the central area on up, and a lot of great people, most of those people are fleeing because they can't live under the socialism, under the social engineering, under the nightmare situation. So here's the headline report. Executive amnesty, no matter how big, a shellacking for Democrats. Let's go ahead and play that clip from ABC News.
Officials tell me the president is prepared to aggressively pursue his agenda, using his power of executive authority where he can't work with Congress. And the big one is going to be on immigration reform. White House officials tell me that the president will move forward with an executive order on immigration reform, no matter how big a shellacking Democrats get tonight.
So all right, let me say this very, very calmly, okay? We were told in January this by the Border Patrol. We proved it with our cameras 3 months later. Okay? I'm going to say this very slowly for new listeners. The border's already open. The Border Patrol is forced to load the illegals on buses and ship them to Democratic facilities where they're signed up to vote and given welfare. They've also made a deal, bipartisan, to take over all the major apartment complexes and house the illegals with federal funds. Section 8 housing. Okay, it is a giant criminal conspiracy. It's bipartisan with the Blue Blood Republicans.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of superoxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse. Gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy Powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy Powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of superoxide and ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy Powder, or call 1-888-253-3139.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
There is some bad news. We'll tell you about it. There's some bad news in the election.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their minds. The children start to march. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. I would give the InfoWars Nightly News team doing 6 hours of live broadcast an A+. I'd give myself about an A. I'm not good at applying makeup. And they were like, come on, apply makeup, everybody else is. So I went and put makeup on. I got some of the powder in my eyes. And about 4 hours in, I just had to go. So I tried to wash out of my eyes and stuff, but by then my eyes were so inflamed. That's why by the end of it, by about 10 o'clock at night when I left, I was getting really angry because my eyes were burning. I've gotten Tabasco in my eyes. It doesn't hurt as bad as makeup. It just keeps burning and burning. So on our front, give the crew an A+, give me an A for not applying makeup right. But hey, I'm not good at it. So I've been shown about 20 times how to do it, but I usually don't wear makeup on here. Not wearing any right now. If you're a radio listener, what do you mean not wearing any? You know, radio is show business for ugly people. We're simulcasting video always at InfoWars.com. /show. You can see the nightly news and more on all my films when you subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv. And by the way, we have cable networks, satellite uplinks, broadcast TV stations, over 100 of them in a file that have been getting a hold of us the last year saying, we want your show, we want your show. So I've just got to get the nightly news officially launched up to an hour. I've got to pay for the uplinks and connect to all of it, and we're going to instantly have a huge, giant audience. And I have dropped the ball super royal. Not my crew. I've dropped the ball super royal because I've been so busy doing radio interviews, working on the nightly news, doing the radio show, doing research, and a bunch of family stuff that's come up in the last year that we are about 10 months behind here. But by the new year, it's all going to be done, all going to be launched, and you'll be able to call stations in your area, UHF, VHF, cable systems. So many of the owners and managers are listeners. It's just insane the contacts we've got. I mean, broadcast TV stations in Houston, broadcast TV stations in Atlanta, broadcast TV stations in Chicago, broadcast TV stations in Los Angeles, ready to carry it every night. And I've just been tinkering with it, messing with it, and trying to get it looking so good and perfect. We're just going to go with it, okay? But last night was a really exciting beta test, 6 hours live, and no teleprompters. Of course, we have to put in a delay because after hours of makeup in my eyes, I did start dropping some S words, and I apologize for that, and that's why I left. Because, I get up at 6:30 in the morning, it's 10 o'clock at night, and looking at these politicians, Bravo Sierra is the only word sometimes I can use. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. So I give myself maybe an A-minus now. But overall, powerful transmission yesterday. And we're going to try to get all that uploaded. Well, it is archived, the entire 6 hours, to PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll try to take some of the highlights of the election coverage. It was great analysis. It wasn't just the horse race looking at the numbers and, you know, bashing Tea Party the whole time, no matter what broadcast it was. Because Limbaugh's right. I've never seen such a unification of state-run Democrat media and the Republican leadership to go after the Tea Party and say, they're discredited, they have no power, they're bad, they're evil, they're racist, when they're the people that caused this realignment. It's the establishment now trying to make sure they can maintain control. They're scared. They're not invincible. Now, I want to take your phone calls, the toll-free number, to talk about election 2014, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's all coming up. I want to hear from first-time callers in the first few rounds. Then by the middle of the next hour, it'll be open to everybody. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. I want to run through, though, the good, the bad, and the ugly, mainly good. There is some bad. Places like Washington State, with Bill Gates funding it, did pass draconian gun control. And Bloomberg's help. I told you, of course, the governor got reelected in California and basically declared that California's a new Mexican state. How many Mexican states are there? Like 10 or something? Maybe it's the 11th Mexican state or 12th Mexican state. So, but it's not even a Mexican state. It's the big drug cartel, you know, crime systems state. But meanwhile, the gun control movement was routed almost everywhere else. So a huge repudiation and a huge referendum on victim disarmament. That's all coming up as well. But I want to go to a report that John Bowne put together for last night's coverage, dealing with You Didn't Build It. And basically showing the fact that the United States was loved and admired from Japan to France, from Germany to, you know, Caribbean islands, the entire world, from Russia to Prussia. The whole world marveled at the United States because most of the inventions, most of the amazing art, you name it, came from here. And we did build it. The true immigrants, the swashbucklers, the trailblazers did build this country. That's why the system demonizes it, because it threatened the entire European system of monopoly, of crony capitalism, of letter of mark, of licensure, of centralized control. Europe had been going through Renaissance for 500 years, but still it was mainly a centralized system. But the Renaissance flowered in North America, and everything we've seen for 300 years, even before the founding of this country, has been a struggle to suppress innovation. Read the writings of George Washington, what the war was really about. That's why they demonize him so much. Here is John Bounds' report for InfoWars.com.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. You didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out there.
Benjamin Franklin invented thousands of things.
Never leave till tomorrow, which you can do today. Benjamin Franklin.
It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hardworking people out there.
Oh, like Thomas Edison?
There is no substitute for hard work. Thomas Alva Edison.
If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life.
Most pilots learn when they pin on their wings and go out and get in a fighter, especially that one thing you don't do. You don't believe anything anybody tells you about an airplane. Chuck Yeager.
Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive.
Democracy is a pathetic belief in the collective wisdom of individual ignorance. H.L. Mencken.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Nothing strengthens the judgment and quickens the conscience like individual responsibility. Elizabeth Cady Stanton.
Don't let anybody tell you that, it's corporations and businesses that create jobs. You know, that old theory, trickle-down economics. That has been tried. That has failed.
The internet didn't get invented on its own.
I took the initiative in creating the internet. I took the initiative in moving forward a whole range of initiatives.
There's some things just like fighting fires we don't do on our own. I mean, imagine if everybody had their own fire service. That'd be a hard way to organize fighting fires. So we say to ourselves, ever since the founding of this country, you know what, there's some things we do better together.
The basic philosophy between the so-called extreme left people and communists and socialists and the so-called philosophy on the right of the fascists and the Nazis was really the same. How can this be? They're supposed to be opposites of each other. And then I began to realize that there is something more common to all of these philosophies that was left out of my training and education. And that was the ideology of collectivism. I began to realize that the thing that was common to them all is something called collectivism. Now, that's a word that is not very well used. It's not very entrenched in the vocabulary of most people today. But I found out that it was a very commonly used word about a century ago. People wrote a lot about collectivism, and the opposite of that would be individualism. Those are two words that are sort of abandoned today, but in my view, I think they need to be recaptured and understood and used more.
America is big enough to make room for many different kinds of thinking, but many liberals have claimed to see virtues in socialism and communism, which I, for one, have not been able to find. To promote their ideas, American liberals have become a highly organized, hardcore establishment in the United States. And they have been excusing their appeasement and coddling of communism on the ground that they were being tolerant, broad-minded, and working for peace.
Remember always that you not only have the right to be an individual, you have an obligation to be one. Eleanor Roosevelt.
Of enemy propaganda rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I., lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the 20th century. And now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
I'm concerned with destruction. I'm concerned with the systems of control, those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities, because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies, issues with no significance, and classism, statism, and all the rest of the modes of control.
And we'll get that video posted up to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com as soon as we can. We also did an amazing pro-Second Amendment piece last night that premiered during the six-hour expanded InfoWars Nightly News. That'll be up in the next few hours on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And remember, if you're a radio listener out there, it is essential, it is key to tell your friends and family, whether you listen on AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite, how they can tune in. That's how we reach more people. We're on the verge in the liberty movement of taking back the states, taking back the counties and cities, taking back the federal government, and the entire establishment has their wagon circled against us. Your calls are coming up, but let's go through some of these headlines here. Republicans expand majority in the House of Representatives and get a huge added 12 seats on top of the seats that they already had. So that's 12 on top of 234. They threw out a bunch of Democrats in Illinois. Every Democrat in the Congress in Arkansas thrown out. That's not happened in 140 plus years. Democrats sink to the pre-Great Depression levels in state legislatures, probably the lowest ever in the original party of the United States. Democrats weakest since 1920s. Again, just amazing. How the candidates who Hillary Clinton campaigned for do at the polls? Well, the answer is they lost. That's out of the Daily Caller. Just shows a total repudiation of her. We're now hearing headlines where, or seeing headlines where Obama era is over. Well, he's meant to get his job done. That's why he's going to do what's unpopular. Open borders, gun control by executive order, you name it. Because it's foreign interest doing this. We focus on the dumbed-down masses that support the establishment, but they're just mindless victims of this, ladies and gentlemen. The real threat are the puppet controllers that pull the strings. Here's another Zero Hedge headline. The economy's so strong, it just cost Obama the Senate. That's what's really scary, is I have a Bloomberg article. We already knew this, but it's when it's in Bloomberg. That's when they start telling you what's going to happen. It means they want to cover their butt. Singer Elliott says U.S. growth optimism unwarranted as data cooked. Top fund manager says the economy is, quote, totally fake, deep crash coming. Totally fake, deep crash coming. We're not out of the woods by a long shot. And I hope the establishment is concerned enough about what's going on to realize they better pull up or they're going to wreck the whole system. Rand Paul has come out and said Hillary Clinton has been soundly rejected. This is a referendum on her. That's out of the Hill. I agree with that statement. Ron Paul's come out and said the two-party U.S. political system, in reality, a monopoly. That's what they're trying to maintain, attacking the Tea Party. It's just a challenger to that. But if both the big parties don't get it together, won't matter how many illegals they bring in for their new North American system, they as a political class will be removed. Because Americans are used to prosperity, and they're not going to put up with the fact that globalism is meant to make us poor. Washington State approves expanded gun background checks, bans gun shows basically, requires background checks on all sales and transfers. That's always done ahead of confiscation. So that's some bad news there. There is some good news. Second Amendment crushes gun control candidates in midterm elections across the board, except for California and Washington, where the globalists have taken over. Continuing, history's made. Tim Scott becomes the South's first ever black man to enter the United States Senate by winning a public election as a Republican, not a Democrat. Hard to believe there's never been a black senator. Amazing. And now it's a Republican. I guess they're going to call that racist or call him an Uncle Tom or something. Johnny Ernest wins election, first woman to represent Iowa in U.S. Senate, elected as a Republican. They're not going to like that, are they? See, because they want it to all be about race and religion, not about lower taxes, more freedom. Eric Holder has released Fast and Furious documents that got him cited for corruption on election night, hoping that that would be like doing you-know-what in the wind. Greg Abbott steamrolls Wendy I Love Dead Babies Davis in Texas governor's race. That's certainly good news. And there goes Rick Perry to run for president. Wisconsin GOP Governor Walker wins re-election. But Obama's coming in as a lame duck with executive fiat dictatorial power. Your call's coming
up. You know, by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate. This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Phone calls in the second and third hour. Luden, James, Eugene, Ted, Angela, or is that Angela? The The toll-free number to join us, first-time callers, is 800-259-9231. But to boil this down from my perspective, you have these globalist megacorporations that are creating a worldwide standardized cashless society, removing state sovereignty, national sovereignty, into supranational globalist organizations, in their own words, to create a planetary corporate world government that is anti-free market, anti-family, eugenics-based. They want to continue the dog and pony show and the two- and three-party systems across the world indefinitely while setting up police states as a rearguard action to secure that the people could never get control of a state and bring them to justice. It's like Hydra from Captain America. It's a criminal mindset that feeds on different systems. And we have to recognize that it's organized crime we're fighting and not let the big mega banks scapegoat capitalism and free market for all the horrors that are taking place. And America has gotten a 6-year example of what collectivism does. It creates poverty. So there is a massive rejection of collectivism. The problem is, the establishment Republicans are still in control. They're scared. They're trying to block the libertarian patriot movement. We have to fully support it, promote it, and jump on every new Republican governor who was elected, every new legislator, every new mayor, not just federal, every senator that just got elected, every new House member. Hey, you repeal Obamacare. You repeal shutting down our clean coal plants. You make China lower those tariffs or we go to trade war. They do things that create a level playing field for this country, not a divide and conquer. And we can do that. But if we don't, it's going to be business as usual. We have to scare them immediately. And Mitch McConnell came out last night, Politico headline, we've got the video, and he said we're not going to repeal Obamacare. And we're not going to shut down the government. That means you're going to continue with all the special interest, the looting of the country. Mitch McConnell, your hundreds of millions of dollars you've gotten while you're in office isn't going to be worth anything, and your grandkids aren't going to have a future if you continue to be a blue-blood globalist. You look at these politicians, so many of them are just nothing but teleprompter reading, Politico, talking heads that only want to play golf all day. They don't even know the issues. Most of these politicians are a bunch of idiots. Mitch McConnell, though, knows exactly what's going on, and John Boehner knows. So they're the enemy. We're going to go to break, come back, and go right to your phone calls briefly. We are going to get more colloidal silver bullet in next week. And in the next few weeks, we are going to be getting in the proprietary developed system, and I call the secret sauce. That'll be available at InfoWarsLife.com. We are very close to selling out of DNA Force. We're very close to selling out of Survival Shield X2 and Lung Cleanse that are in the Biodefense Combo Pack. So I'm just warning you, last time DNA Force sold out, we didn't have it for 14 weeks. It's very hard to get these organic proprietary super nutraceuticals like the CoQ10, the BioPQQ, and others that we have in DNA Force. So we may sell out of the X2. We'll have the regular iodine that's excellent as well. Survival Shield, we got plenty of that. So if you want X2, you want Lung Cleanse, you want DNA Force, we've been sold out of silver for a month. I mean, I don't just say we're selling out to sell stuff. We sell out. InfoWarsLife.com. High-quality products. You support the broadcast as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Thank you for listening.
Your calls,
to GCN.
A ton of news straight ahead.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula. Super male vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my super male vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your super male vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What we're doing, my friends, we're taking your phone calls on this major political realignment. It signals a massive awakening, and all the different minorities being elected, as well as Republicans, the first black man to the U.S. Senate, black women being elected to Congress, young women being elected to Congress as Republicans, Hispanics being elected all across the country, shows that the push to make everything racial didn't work the way the Democrats wanted. To make it about, well, we're Democrats, so if you're a minority, you just vote with us because we're the party of the Ku Klux Klan. It's a major repudiation of that as well. I got a lot of news and angles to get into, but let's start going to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Eugene in Missouri, then Luden in Israel, Ted in Tennessee, Angela and others. Eugene, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Eugene Roundtree. I did a poster for you for the Obama contest. It had Obama flipping the bird.
Yes, and we're going to announce that Friday because on the nightly news we're going to play some of the front runners tonight. That was a very successful contest, and we'll be learning more if Ebola is spreading now that the election is over, I predict, in the next few weeks.
Yeah, kudos to you guys. Hey, the reason I'm calling, I could talk about any of these issues with you, but I operate a website, hvenews.com. I'm writing a book called Global Domination. But I was curious, is there a way to get in touch with you about working with InfoWars in some capacity?
Well, we get a lot of calls on air about this and off air. I'm working all the time, and I don't have the money to hire more full-time people to begin with, much less, you know, give people a Christmas bonus around here. So we're kind of tapped out at a managerial level. I mean, it's just the world's very complex. So I'm doing as much as I can personally do. I think you're doing the right thing, writing a book, doing your own news website, build it and they will come, and just send us your info. I appreciate your call. We're talking about election 2014, the major realignment with these callers. Ted in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are we this bright and cheerful day?
We're pretty good. I mean, this is overall good news. But watching the sickening politicos that we just replaced one group with still makes my stomach turn.
I agree 100% with what you're saying, because basically you are following what Dr. Tarpley stated in his last interview thing. 100% I agree with. But there's little bit of problem. You're stating that the Democrats were within the slavery and the Ku Klux Klan. I live 30 miles north of Pulaski, Tennessee, where the Ku Klux Klan started. Back in 65, when they switched to the civil rights movement, all those guys went Republican.
Sure. Well, I wouldn't say all. A large portion flipped with the Southern strategy. But I mean, it is the Republicans that did the Civil Rights Act. It is the Republicans that ended slavery along with the abolitionists. And so Robert Byrd was a Grand Dragon. And so, yeah, he hung up his Grand Dragon outfit and became a liberal. And so I'm saying they just traded one type of racial politics for another type of racial politics.
He didn't change his thoughts. I had a guy across the street because I'm a Swede from Chicago and I believe in equal rights. He went out of his way to cause me problems for 12 years.
Well, I mean, listen, I've been in East Texas before working back when I was in high school and college during the summer on ranches. And I'd have people, Dairy Queen, tell me, get out of here, you Yankee. I mean, that's just, it's like games. I mean, that's just like you can have a black gang say, get out of our neighborhood. You can have a white gang say, we're in the Klan, get out of here. That's just what losers do. But I hear you. I mean, I don't want to sit there and I was saying it's good that Republicans are electing a bunch of, quote, minorities. Because all I care about is the policies. I don't care what color they are. That's what I was saying, okay?
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information there compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Through your phone calls now. First time callers in this hour. Free for all in the next hour. No guests today. So I'm going to take a lot of phone calls. Your response to this major political realignment 2014. Even if the Republicans continue to act the same as before, this is a huge repudiation of the gun grabbing, of Obamacare, of the open borders, of the executive power grabs, of our government funding the Arab Spring and ISIS and Al Qaeda. It is the biggest political realignment perhaps in modern history, perhaps in U.S. history, period. Republicans have every congressional seat in Arkansas for the first time in 141 years. Hundreds of newly elected GOP senators campaigned on repealing Obamacare. That's at the state level. Or 100% of newly elected GOP senators campaigned at the federal level on repealing Obamacare. But the bad news is Mitch McConnell has come out and said, we're not going to repeal it. We might change some of it. and we're not going to have a government shutdown. We're going to pass a bunch of stuff. It's this idea of we need to get stuff done. No, no, government's gotten enough done. You want to get something done, start impeaching Obama. You want to get something done, start prosecuting Eric Holder. You want to get something done, turn our power plants back on, cut our taxes. But no, Boehner has said we're not repealing it because the very same donors that bankrolled the Democrats bankrolled the Republicans. The Republicans helped write Obamacare. So our problem is the new leader of the Senate. Our problem is the leader of the House. And Congressman Walter Jones and others have been behind the scenes trying to get a movement going to unseat these creatures. But they're up there telling us this is a referendum for establishment Republicans, close quote, when the establishment Republicans might as well be Democrats. Makes me want to vomit to see this unfolding. It's also a major referendum when it comes to the first black senator elected, black male senator. Very exciting things happening. D.C. is stunned as Republicans claim a major, major victory. Well, I wouldn't call it Republicans. I would call it a defeat of everything Obama has done. Mia Love celebrates big victory in Utah. I wasn't elected because of my color of my skin. She was elected because she had libertarian conservative views and pledged to try to repeal what Obama's done. Congressperson-elect Mia Love celebrated her surprise victory in Utah as the first black Republican woman to be elected to the House of Representatives. But during an interview with CNN this morning, Love was quick to explain that she was not elected because of her race or gender. I wasn't elected because of the color of my skin. I wasn't elected because of my gender, she said in an interview. I was elected because of the solutions that I put at the table because I promised I would run a positive issues-oriented campaign, and that's what resonated. Well, she looks and acts like a nice, sincere person, and we'll see what ends up happening with her. But this is a major political realignment. The Democrats are the weakest in Congress, in the House and Senate, that they've been since the 1920s. Will we see a routing of Obama, an investigation of him ordering the Border Patrol to ship illegals in and give them vouchers, and the big insurance companies involved, and the big apartment complexes involved, housing them and then giving them green cards? Will he get in trouble for his plan to bankrupt U.S. energy? Will he get in trouble for his plan to sign more executive orders to go after guns? You better believe that Mitch McConnell and John Boehner and others won't do jack squat. And so government isn't scared. Criminals in government aren't scared of getting in trouble. They don't feel accountable. So, yes, this is a big repudiation, but will it basically fall on dead ground? Will these seeds fall on the rocks and not sprout? I want to take your calls on this. Again, Obama has told ABC News that they will go for total amnesty in December as a Christmas present using executive power. They've already done it by fiat. He's just going to certify it and claim it's an executive order to hand out the green cards. California, Jerry Brown wins record fourth term. Americans face most dangerous 2 years in 150 years. Excellent article that I agree with out of the Washington Times, that America's on the verge of civil war. Look at this headline, Washington Post, battle for the Senate. How the GOP did it, by being establishment. Bull. Limbaugh's right. They would have had even bigger wins if they'd embraced the Tea Party. Obama aide has gone public saying he doesn't feel repudiated. Debacle for Obama as Republicans take control of the Congress. GOP takeover. They surge to control the Senate. But now, what will they do? The real war now is the Republican leadership trying to stop anybody daring to unseat Boehner or McConnell in the House and the Senate. Other news, George P. Bush elected in Texas. Greg Abbott wins big in Texas, crushing Wendy Abortion Davis. George P. Bush said he repudiated in Texas the establishment Republicans and was a Tea Partier. Meanwhile, endorsed by his family. I mean, give me a break. See how they play both sides to get elected? But if George P. Bush actually doesn't act like his, you know, grandfather and people doesn't come after our guns, then, you know, whatever. You can't blame people for the sins of the fathers. Governor Deal defeats Democrat Jason Carter, of course, of the Carter family, to win second term. Food votes, GMO labeling rejected in Colorado, probably Oregon. Berkeley votes for soda taxes. Yeah, let's tax sodas, but not ban, you know, not allowing GMO labeling. So that's just some of the news. I'm going to go to your phone calls now. We're going to go to Luden in Israel. Then we're going to go to Daryl, Richard, Mike, Angela. We're going to go to everybody right now. Luden in Israel, what's your take on the election here?
Well, shalom from Jerusalem, Alex.
Welcome.
Well, we like to thank all the American voters who basically are standing up against this Barack Hussein Obama. As you know, his Middle East policy is a disaster. He continues to support Hamas and Fatah here in Israel. And today we had a terror attack where one died and many injured due to these so-called peace, false negotiations, as I call them. Obama needs to wake up and smell the coffee, and he needs to leave the White House at once, immediately. He needs to be impeached because he has done nothing for the country but just spend, and give money to his big party. That's all he's done, and especially with the treatment that he has given to our Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And it is time for us as Jews to basically come back and be Republicans and stand for what we believe in.
Well, I mean, I'll say this. I used to hear that Obama was secretly a radical Muslim and didn't believe it, but then Odinga, his cousin, and others got caught, even in the Egyptian courts, with the documents shipping in hundreds of million out of Kenya. And you saw the Kenya mall attack into Egypt to overthrow the government and put radicals in, and then overthrowing Gaddafi and putting al-Qaeda in, trying to overthrow Syria to put radicals in, trying to overthrow Iraq, funding ISIS. And then you pull back, and over $200 million a year by the State Department is being sent to Hamas. Why would the Democrats want to destabilize the Middle East and fund Hamas? It's crazy. Why would they try to order the cities and counties to not arrest illegals that have committed felonies? And then why would they want to legalize felons, which they're doing on record? Why would you want to say, if you can get here from anywhere in the world and you're a felon, a robber, a rapist, an arsonist, we want to legalize you? That is the most bizarre behavior. I mean, because I've never been a partisan person, but the Democrats do appear to be completely mentally ill.
Let me tell you something. Hamas has fired over 15,000 rockets into Israel, and the Barack Hussein Obama administration has been quiet all along. Not long ago, a few months ago, we had a war where they fired over 500 rockets in a span of 40 to 50 days, and the Obama administration kept quiet in all this, and they kept sending this John Kerry to so-called try and defuse the situation. But they know that Hamas wants the total destruction of Israel. Barack Hussein Obama was a known supporter of Mohamed Morsi, who was the president of the Muslim Brotherhood. He was supporting the Muslim Brotherhood, who is an offshoot of Hamas.
I know.
So, I mean,
listen, it's crazy. I'm going to jump to another caller, but clearly it's part of a larger destabilization program worldwide. It's reckless. It's insane, regardless of what side you're on. Israel's not going anywhere. They have nuclear weapons, and it's just a mess. Let's talk to Angela in Texas. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello?
Yep. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry. I just wanted to comment on the election. I definitely would have rather seen libertarians, you know, take over everything. But, of course, that's kind of like maybe a far-off goal. I would say it's mostly a plus. But I do think that moving forward, if the Republicans, or at least those Tea Party elements of the Republican Party, do not reach out to minorities. I'm a minority myself. I'm a Black American. And if you don't, I think that for the most part, the Democrats have been able to brainwash and control the minority vote because they at least acknowledge them, even though it's in a completely corrupt manner. The Republicans neglect
Hold on. I want to hear more from you. So stay there, Angela. Thanks for calling in. I want to let you finish your thoughts. Then we'll go to Daryl, and we'll go to Mike and Richard and Robert and many others. But that's totally true. There's been such a monopoly on the minorities by the Democrats. Republicans just basically accepted that to their own peril. And so I agree with you. We need to reach out to everybody with the ideas of free market freedom. I'm going to come back to you. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99 90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology, we are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supplies for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. 541-229-0010.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans. And
this is such a paradox. Alex Jones here, back live. We see a massive political realignment by the Tea Party in the Republican Party, propelling them to victory. with the rhetoric that exposed how criminal the Democrats are, when the Republican leadership wouldn't criticize them for Fast and Furious, for IRS Gate, for Obamacare, for open borders. They're involved in almost all of that because they're run by the very same globalist, the very same special interest. And so now this happens and they go, this is a referendum against the Tea Party and against Obama, and we can now do whatever we want. No, we want Obamacare repealed. We want the gun grabbing to stop. We want the treason to stop. And Mitch McConnell and Boehner's answer is, we're not going to repeal Obamacare. So they tell the junior senators and House members, sit down and shut up. But you're not junior, as they call you in the committee system. You're elected just like anybody else, just as important. And a tip to House and Senate members, you want to rise like a Rand Paul or a Ted Cruz? Nobody calls them junior anymore or implies they don't matter. They're prominent because they're hardcore, not because they start waffling. And Rand Paul needs to stay the course. Okay, Angela in Texas, go ahead, give us your take on the situation.
Oh, yes, sir. I totally agree with you. And I think what the point I was making was the neglect of the Republican Party towards minorities. And I think that, of course, the Republicans are, you know, they're trying to spin it as this is a repudiation of the Tea Party and the Democrats so that they can, you know, remain in power. But I think that we should nourish the Tea Party while it's aligned with the Republican Party. And when it gets strong enough, break away. And another point, like you said, being more radical is what people are responding to. So the Tea Party elements in reaching out to minorities, you know, for instance, they're mostly, you know, against abortion or against government handouts. Well, why not point out 1 in 2 black babies are aborted? I mean, it's very easy things that I think that the black community or even the Mexican community, you can also, sorry, I'm getting a little nervous on the radio, but also pointing out how this influx of illiterate, and I mean nothing against them as human beings, but this cheap labor coming in is actually going to hurt minorities all, you know, it's going to drive you. If you think you're
it's going to hurt poor people and it's going to drive down the wages to the point it won't even help third world people anymore. And America won't be a place to run to. And I think it's very positive that so many, quote, minority men and women at the state and federal level just got elected. In fact, more new minorities got elected as Republicans as they did this time as Democrats. I think that's a very healthy sign. Very exciting. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Mike in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to talk about the hypocrisy of the Florida election.
Sure.
Basically, what we had is Amendment 2. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's the bill to legalize medical marijuana. And
that failed. That failed in Florida.
Yes, it failed. And it failed by just a little bit. It was 58% of the vote, and it requires a 60% majority. And I did a little research into it, and what I found is that back in 2006, they had an amendment called Amendment 3, and that is the amendment that made it a supermajority. And let's see, it only required, at that point, it only required 50% of the vote to pass. So they made the supermajority amendment, and they did it with 57% of the vote.
Well, you know that the big casino owner out of New Jersey, Sheldon Adelson, who's involved in all sorts of shady things, Adelson, is behind the Florida anti-pot campaign. He spent 85% of the money spent on that was by him. And it's always these casino gangster types connected to private prison industries that want to keep drugs illegal. Now, gee, why is it always the big dons, the big capos that are anti-free speech, anti-gun, and pro-drug war? Because they want to continue to keep the whole game running. And a lot of drug dealers out there want to keep drugs illegal. Why? Because it keeps the price up. It's not that I like the drug culture, but keeping drugs illegal, just like 10 years of alcohol prohibition in the 20s. On record, you can look up the numbers, triple the alcoholism, triple the bad alcohol poisoning, and it more than tripled organized crime and corrupted the police. Well, prohibition ends. They suddenly make narcotics illegal. You could buy at the drugstore. You could go in the store and have them mix you a soft drink at the counter with cocaine in it or heroin. And there was much less use then. Because everybody knew losers did laudanum. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the info. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of superoxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse. Gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy Powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy Powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of superoxide and ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy Powder, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
The public is getting wise to how the scams work. And that's happening all over the world. The Pentagon, in multiple public papers, admits that's why they're gearing up NORTHCOM and Brigade Homeland for war with the Tea Party, war with the veterans, war with the gun owners, because the plan is to bring in enough illegals to checkmate every state and to pass laws that are unconstitutional to confiscate guns, force conscription, restrictions on what religion you can practice. Houston's trying to arrest preachers that read out of the Old Testament. This is really going on. We know what they've done in other parts of the world. So I would expect with Fast and Furious and IRS Gate and NSA Gate and the government funding Al-Qaeda and Obamacare with the death panels and the premium increases and the blanket amnesty illegally, I would have expected all of them to be thrown out. I would have expected Obama to be impeached. So, yeah, we can celebrate that there was somewhat of a big realignment, but now, day one, not even before election night was over, Mitch McConnell and Boehner, the Republican leaders all strutting around like peacocks, are saying, hey, we're going after the Tea Party with our donors, and we're going to work with the Democrats, and we're going to be conciliatory, and we're not going to impeach Obama, so you just sit down and shut up. And now you see the Democrats with the Republican leadership circling the wagons against the American people while the Pentagon treasonously trains for military occupation of America against returning veterans and gun owners. The only good news in that silver lining in that cloud, that big cloud, that storm cloud, is that the last 6 years of training the military for gun confiscation and training them the founding fathers are bad and training them that freedom is bad is that it woke the military completely up. But will people go back to sleep now that Obama's a lame duck and, oh, we won, so let him have his executive orders. Oh, we can't impeach him. Oh, we can't block his executive orders because they want to shut down the power plants, because they want to open the borders up, because they want to continue Obamacare written by the big insurance companies and banks. They want to continue business as usual on and on and on and on and on. That's the plan. That's the goal. And I know you know that, but we need to get those points out there. I'll tell you, though, when I tune into other libertarian conservative talk radio and they're saying exactly what I'm saying, it's exciting that in the past 5, 6, 7 years, they tune in, hear what we're saying, and then say it a day later or a week later. The real power of this broadcast is we're affecting the entire narrative, even as CNN, MSNBC, and Time Magazine have said, that clearly it starts on this show and then ends up everywhere else. It doesn't even start here anymore in many cases, and I love that. I want to make myself obsolete. People now get the paradigm. They get how it really works. And so we have had such a massive effect in paradigm shifting that now I'm hearing them talk about population reduction and why the Democrats and the liberals are really fascist and totalitarians. But it's not that they're just adopting my worldview. People are researching what the real source documents show. They're researching what's going on in the actual documentation. And that's what's exciting. Because once people pull back the curtain, once they get outside the box, once the genie's out of the bottle, once the train leaves the station, once people pull back and go, what? Global unelected governance with a world tax, tracking everything we do, and setting taxes so high you can't afford to have kids, and you can't even have a car, and you're totally poor, and they're telling the third world they can't even have a shack to politically control us? We're not going to go along with this. I got some special reports I want to get to and a lot of other breaking news that's up on Infowars.com, but right now, I want to go right back to the phone calls. Richard in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Hey, listen, I can't help but be skeptical about the whole thing, about the Republicans taking over and everything. The people have spoken, but it'll come out when they listen to us and do what we ask. The reason they were voted in is because we want them to do something. Not just to get them in there and feel good that we got Republicans in there. We need them to actually take action and do something.
Well, I agree with you. And look, we always focus on the federal level. It's been pretty much captured by the globalists. That's why no matter what we do, they won't ever do the right thing. But at the state and county and city level, it's too complex for them to have full control. And that's where the real gains are happening. They are so scared of what Ron Paul did, then Rand Paul, then Ted Cruz, now this sweep. They can see the exponential growth. And so I'm simply saying we're in the game. We have a chance to turn the tide, but we need maximum effort by everybody. Folks can't now celebrate that, oh, We repudiated Obama. Notice he says he doesn't feel repudiated. He's coming with the executive orders. So we need to hammer Mitch McConnell and hammer John Boehner, not just with phone calls and emails, but banner hangs and trips to their offices and trips to their offices, you know, in Kentucky and other areas. And we need to call in on talk radio about them. And we need to put pressure on them. And we need to put pressure on the other members of the House and Senate to unseat them in the seniority leadership. Since when is it seniority? And then you have a limited group they vote for. No. No. Why don't we have Walter Jones as the Speaker of the House? Why don't we have Justin Amash as the Speaker of the House? Why don't we have Senator Cruz or Senator Paul as the leader of the Senate? We don't want more stale establishment guys that have been up there 30, 40 years that were for the banker bailouts and were for Obamacare and won't repeal it now. I'm trying not to get angry, but I can't. I hate Boehner and Mitch McConnell more than I do Obama. At least Obama is an open criminal. At least he funds the Muslim Brotherhood publicly. At least he opens the borders up publicly. At least he comes after our guns publicly. At least he pushes Obamacare publicly. These Republican blue blood pieces of garbage. See, I'm trying not to get mad. They sit up there in their fancy little suits with all their little minions around them telling us how this certifies Republican establishment and all their GOP crap. I mean, they make me want to throw up, just like all these fake Democrats preying on minorities do. They know what they're doing. They know they're selling the country out. They know they're trying to shut down the jobs. They're involved in Cloward and Piven just as much as the Democrats are. It was a Republican, George H.W. Bush, that got us signed on executively. They didn't pass it in Congress to the Agenda 21. And now we're living under something that never even passed. Just like Congress 5 years ago wouldn't pass carbon taxes. Obama just went ahead with it, passed on in your energy prices. Energy's up almost double in this country when it comes to electrical power and stuff. I mean, look at your power bills. They want to hurt us. They're bad people. Harry Reid is a bad man. John McCain, now the head of the Armed Services Committee. That's a bad thing that came out of this. The Democrat he's replacing, it wasn't even as bad as he is. I mean, does anyone really believe John McCain's getting elected? Does anyone buy the guy that hangs out with Al-Qaeda? I'm sorry, caller. Thank you for the call. Who's up next here? I just got really angry. I just can't get angry like that anymore. People say, oh, we love it when you get angry more. No, I don't need to get angry more, okay? I need to focus on the news, build a news organization to fight these people. But it's not one-tenth of what we need, what happened yesterday. Yes, I'm happy. But it's out. Do you understand they ship in unlimited illegals from all over the world and give them free plane tickets or bus tickets and then ship them to Section 8 housing at nice apartment complexes, swimming pools, workout gyms, you name it, and sign them up on welfare and give them voter IDs? I mean, I was told this 7-8 years ago by a major manager or family friend, and they were sworn to secrecy and assigned non-disclosures. And they said, you throw out citizens for anything. You let illegals stay 10 to a one-bedroom if we want. Do you understand that's an order? And then the head of her company is the guy that got blown up in his car in West Texas. Remember all that? Probably staged his death. It's the biggest apartment chain in the country. And then now callers calling saying, yeah, there's all these Nigerians here and the feds are here and the whole complex has been taken over and they're training them and giving them documents. I mean, yeah, it's an organized crime government. You understand? It isn't just Obama. It isn't going away. But it could if we unseat John Boehner and people like McConnell. We could save this country. Let me explain something. It's easy to wreck something and then salvage it and cut it in pieces calling yourself a hero. That's what the globalists do. They wreck companies and take them over and sell them off. They wreck countries. You ever seen Wall Street, the first one? Really good movie based on a lot of, you know, things that have really happened. It's not a true story, but it's based on a lot of things that did happen. where they come into a perfectly good company that's making money and doing great, but they'd rather loot the pensions, they'd rather take it over, they'd rather sell it off and have a profit for the executives that take it over right there. America is under a hostile globalist takeover. And I am not their slave. I'm not here to be used as a doormat. I'm not here to be lectured that I can't have a car or air conditioning while Obama lives like a emperor of Earth. I take offense at him telling Africans they can't have anything. Or they can only come here and get it from me. Oh, man, I'm angry. Robert in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. First off, your Obama Ebola shirts were a huge hit at the poll lines yesterday. Just wanted to let you know about that.
Oh, good. Yeah, we're almost sold out of the blood spatter ones and the other ones, the Obama Ebola shirts. You know, collectivism as a disease, InfoWarsStore.com. What did folks think of those?
Oh, man, the reaction was great. People loved them, at least in the part of Atlanta where I'm at. I want to let you know, just with the Hollywood lump coming out here to Atlanta, it's only a matter of time before the liberals take over Atlanta and it becomes the L.A. of the South. If you ever thought about setting up a satellite operation, we could sure you'd be out here, man. I'd love to join the team.
That's what collectivist locust parasites do. They wreck a beautiful place like California, and they move on to Austin or Atlanta, and they will wreck it, and they will waddle around and tell you what to do because they're authoritarian scumbag idiots.
Michelle Nunn and Jason Carter, I mean, they had a lot of traction out here, just with a lot of the liberals that came out here from Hollywood. So the proof's in the pudding right there. We'd love to have you out here, man. We need you on the airwaves desperately. But question for you, about Ebola, what are your thoughts about what's going on with Ebola and it's completely not even being reported on the news, on any of the news outlets right now? What do you think is going to come out?
Well, you know, we don't know. We know that suddenly healthcare workers were being brought in, it was spreading, and then they said nothing's happening. We confirmed with top doctors that they are disappearing people, and I believe that there is some Ebola spreading in the U.S. and that they're covering it up. We know they're covering it up. We know they're whisking people away. We know the controlled media won't cover it. We've done our best, so we're just going to sit here and watch and wait and see what happens. And I'm glad you brought that up because we were just talking about it during the last break about the consensus around here is it's spreading, hopefully not too bad. They're covering it up so they can try to keep the borders wide open. So I don't know. I appreciate your call, Robert. Scott in Washington, elections 2014, a realignment or more of the same?
Well, yeah, I am calling from Region 10, FEMA Region 10, and I wanted to talk a little specifically about the gun measure that supposedly passed up here. And this is part of the problem up here is that if you want real core news or something, people are so disenfranchised that there really is not a network that you can get it. But it's very interesting, and I don't know if people know this, if this made national news, but I think about maybe a week or so, maybe a couple of weeks before that midterm, there was a local school shooting up here. It was just north of Seattle. And from some of this information that I've been kind of getting, some of it just seemed very suspect. It just also seemed pretty much maybe like it might have been a false flag or something. I don't know. And then,
well, here's the deal. Bill Gates runs Washington. Warren Buffett gave money as well. They're part of the same foundation. So did Bloomberg, to come in there and try to basically register everybody's guns so they can confiscate them. And so that's what's happening. I hear you. Very suspect. But everywhere else, the gun grabbers got unseated. So overall, very positive news. Jerry in California, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good, brother. What do you think about election 2014?
More of the same, I'm afraid, unless they do something in Arizona and Kentucky. I'm just wondering, I haven't really seen any in-depth articles by any of your reporters on the people in Arizona and Kentucky, and why would they keep electing these neocon globalists? I don't understand. Most of the people I know from those states are pretty intelligent.
I think there's clear election fraud and it's been proven, in Kentucky at some levels and also there in Arizona. I mean, I've seen the polls time and time again every 6 years where John McCain's behind, and then the week of the election, oh, he's, you know, neck and neck, and then he wins. I mean, who really believes that that's happening? Now, there is a lot of the public that's still dumbed down and tens of millions of dollars get spent on these races. So is it the victory of propaganda or the victory of electronic voting machines? It's like Senator Hagel, now defense secretary, 90%+ in his first election when he got elected back, I guess it was in the early 90s, to the Senate. 90% of his money, went into TV ads, but then over 90% at the same time, of the ballots were cast on machines that he owned the company. So again, he's spending money with the media so they don't basically report on that. That's the tithe to the media to play along with it. And then meanwhile, very questionable election that got Chuck Hagel into power.
Well, that information, why don't those people know that information?
Well, this is why complex civilizations are so fragile and tend to break down, because corruption can hide in the complexity. And I think that's what it comes down to, is people are working hard. That's why they want us poor, so that we're so busy trying to feed ourselves and pay the taxes that we don't have time to go out and get informed or go out and demonstrate or go out and do a talk show. You see?
But when I talk to these people, and I have a lot of business that I do in Arizona, they're completely unaware of any of this. They just look at you basically with a blank stare. And that may be because a lot of those people there are from out of state. There's a lot of Californians have moved to Arizona, but they are literally oblivious to the politics there. That McCain, I swear to God, with a great sheriff like Arpaio in Arizona, it's just amazing to me that McCain can continue to get reelected. I was going to also tell you, my grandmother was a Jones, came over on a wagon train down into Texas, big town of Crowley. So,
well, we're probably related, brother. We'll be back with more calls.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
got to say, I've done a pretty good job of taking phone calls, but in the third hour, I'm going to air a couple of special reports we've got, get into some of the geopolitical and economic news, and take even more phone calls. But no matter how good the call is, I've got to shut up and go to the next person if we're going to get you all on air. It's long-time callers, first-time callers, people that agree, disagree, questions, comments, any topic, free-for-all in the next hour, though I imagine you want to keep talking about the election. This is a big repudiation of Obama. But the establishment expected that. He's not there to be a hero in the end. He's there to con you as long as he can, get the agenda through with the globalist. It's the same program worldwide. The difference is they want to manage things through the controlled Republicans. If we can take over the Republican Party, it's game over. If we can take over the Democrats, it'd be game over. I don't care what party it is, as long as they don't try to run the country off the edge of a cliff. And let me tell you, when you shut down half the power plants that supply half the power in the country, they've already shut half of them down, and they supply 50-plus percent. Now they supply something like 30%. That right there is an act of war. That's what you bomb when you're taking a country over. In World War II, do you know what our bombers mainly targeted? Power plants. Because then there won't be power at a factory to run it. You understand? It's a military attack. That isn't rhetoric. You've heard former top FBI, CIA on the broadcast. You've heard former head of the Border Patrol on, former head of their union on, saying, this is asymmetrical warfare. This is the takedown of the country. These are officers, military trained. They know what they're seeing. It is an attack. No debate. Just like if Godzilla came out and attacked Tokyo, that's an attack. If he attacked the power plant. He isn't real. The New World Order is real. You see that movie Pacific Rim? Where the kaijus come out and attack the cities? Kaijus aren't real, folks. The New World Order is. Now, I've talked about this a lot, but why do you think they want you bankrupt? Because they want you to give up. They can't compete with free markets, so they want to blow the engine. It's so elementary. They've all written books describing why they're doing it. It's not my opinion. We're going to go to Hannah, and we're going to go to Patrick and Ray and Stephen and Jason and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Coming up, I mentioned this, but I want to read this article. And the reason this is scary is we're seeing this out of Bill Gates. We're hearing it out of Singer Elliott. We're hearing it out of Donald Trump. Oh, there's going to be a total collapse. And when you start hearing the establishment guys say that, it could be right around the corner. We've seen a slow economic slide. That's been bad enough, but a big collapse. Or if Ebola starts to spread, if that cover-up that appears to be going on unravels, who knows? You've already seen how everything's accelerating and getting crazy. This is only the beginning. But we're seeing good things happen, like folks waking up and repudiating Obama. There's not just evil in the universe, there's good in the universe as well, but good people tend to think they have no power, so they hand the world over to evil. That's what I'm getting at. Now, before I go any further, we are listener-supported, and we sell things like the new long-sleeve, modern camouflage, digital camouflage, Molon Labe, come and take it, Infowars.com shirt that is so handsome that we're going to make a female version for women. It's the total all-time bestseller. We're being mobbed. It will sell out by next week, but more comes in about 3 weeks. Some sizes are already sold out. We have the black Molon Labe as well, and the women's black and gold Molon Labe. We have all the books, the videos, the high-quality supplements like the Oxy Powder, all available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, and we're listener-supported.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joni Ernst, the first elected female senator out of Iowa. I don't know enough about all these senators yet. I'm trying to track them, but certainly better than Obama's people. I know that. But she made the statement about let's make them squeal like it's, oh, let's just torture the Democrats. Let's beat them. Let's have power over them. No, let's talk to them like they're victims and been conned. Let's talk to them about how collectivism screws them over. Let's talk to them. See, a lot of people like to just make fun of another political party or aha, I won, you lost. Democrats did that when Obama got in, and I wasn't even supporting Mitt Romney or John McCain. When they do stuff like that, you need to say, listen, I'm not in your paradigm, okay? This is a manipulated system, and socialism doesn't work except for the elite. Let's play that clip where she says, let's make them squeal.
Thanks to all of you. We are heading to Washington. And we are going to make them squeal.
I'm going to be honest with you. She makes my skin crawl. I mean, she comes off like a classic model stepford wife or something. And it's just that I'm sick of going to Republican functions to cover them over the years. And every woman looks like that and talks like that and is so fake. And it's okay to be nice and cheerleaderly, and I get all of it. But, man, we're in a war here, okay? I don't want to make the Democrats squeal. I want to expose their leadership as criminals. And I want to see them prosecuted and thrown in jail. They're trying to put the Liberty Movement in jail for no reason. I mean, this is war. This isn't fun. And that's why we continue to lose this country. This isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. The average Democrat is a dumbed-down victim with a low IQ brought up in a project. They were fed GMO their whole life and fluoride. Make them squeal. You're going to be up there in the Senate behind closed doors with these Democrats doing deals because your special interest that fly you around on junkets together are going to be telling you they can get you a good business deal for your husband or your son or your daughter if you play ball. So I don't want to hear about making Democrats squeal. I want to hear about turning this country around and not going to hell in a handbasket. Let me tell you something. There's a plan to have a controlled collapse in this country and a global Great Depression that on the ashes of which they're going to destroy the nation state and freedom and bring in collectivist tyranny. Do you understand that's the end of your golf courses and the end of all your trendying around? You liberals and Republicans and all of you people need to be slapped upside the head in a sociological way, because the hardcore scientific globalists running this, when they're done, nothing's going to look the way it looks. Okay? This is an end of days type scenario, and I don't mean that from a biblical perspective. The New World Order top technicians that run things, that are trying to steer things, and we're in a battle with them. They're not in complete control. The technocrats that decide where the power grids go in and what country gets what industry. The global managers want to set up a planetary robot computer surveilled system that makes humans obsolete because they believe we're obsolete and plan to kill at least 90% of us. Now, I'm going to say that again to all of you establishment types out there. The Pentagon doesn't laugh at me. Anybody that's been in special operations in real black ops doesn't laugh. Historians don't laugh. People that write the anti-terrorism laws in this country don't laugh. The top lawyers don't laugh. The top hackers don't laugh. The top scientists don't laugh. The top medical doctors don't laugh because they can talk to me and go, this guy knows what he's talking about. I'm just somebody that studies the real world. I'm not even that special. Anyone in real intelligentsia is either working with this or totally freaked out buying a redoubt in the woods. The top genetic engineers I know, people that have made $20, $30 million, they're hiding out in the Swiss Alps, folks, because they know about the plan to release the bioweapons. You understand that?
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of superoxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse. Gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy Powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy Powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of superoxide and ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy Powder, or call 1-888-253-3139.
I want to tell you about Texas Radio and the Big B. Comes out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow, with plenty of precision, and a backbeat narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly and its brilliance. Others mean a roof of the Western dream.
If you are receiving this transmission live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
One last breath before wind blows. Better raise your ears. The sound of hooves knock at your door. But do the four horsemen ride? It's a song written by Dave Mustaine. Do they ride to destroy collectivism? Or do they ride to destroy liberty and individualism and love of God and love of justice? Well, we make that decision. If we just lay down, they will take over. It's good that America's starting to wake up. I'd give us a B-plus on this election. But as outrageous as the Democrats have been, it shows that the elite want this agenda of shutting America down, shipping our jobs overseas, bankrupting us, opening our borders, letting the presidency become dictatorial. I mean, can you imagine some Republican like George W. Bush with dictatorial powers Obama has had? See, the presidency's degenerating, especially since Clinton, because they could just get away with anything and everything. This is our march into a third world status. And you see this degeneration all over the world. If you go up to InfoWars.com right now, if you're a TV viewer, you can see this. Radio listeners can go to InfoWars.com/show to find the free video and audio feeds. There's a video, Freedom Grows Out of the Barrel of a Gun. I think it's one of the best gun shoots we've done because there's a lot of political information and pro-gun info in it, dealing with Joe Biden saying women shouldn't be able to own .223 M4s. And it just went up a few minutes ago. There's already been 301 views. This one's destined to get millions. And it's been up just a couple minutes. It's going up on InfoWars.com right now. If you're a radio listener and you want to see this, all these explosions and the rest of it, three comments. Excellent clip. Next comment by Naomi Agony, probably a troll. Basically, you're saying kill everyone who doesn't agree with you. I say no such thing. I say we're firing bullets of truth into the sack of lies that's the New World Order. And then this quote, racist bleeping gun owners. Hey, Tyrone, that doesn't work anymore. Just saying that, you know, I like a gray suit, not a blue suit. That's racist. I like vanilla ice cream, not mint ice cream. That's racist. Or I don't want the TSA to grope me. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. I've had them say that to me and other people. Now having an opinion is kooky and weird, or knowing what 2+2 equals. You folks don't control reality, and all your race baiting and the rest of it has blown up in your face. Your ratings are collapsing. Fox News has more ratings than all the cable news shows combined because they at least put out something that isn't pure communist. So that video just went up on InfoWars.com and Prison Planet.com. John Bound special report. You didn't build it 2.0. It's excellent. That's up on InfoWars.com as well. Very important article by Paul Joseph Watson. Will Republicans do their duty and begin impeachment of Obama, or will the Republican leadership block that? Well, of course they're not going to do that, because that'd be their job. See, they become accomplices and are aiding and abetting Obama when he's opening the borders and paying to ship illegals in and going to give them all green cards. If they don't begin impeachment, because they have to, or he'll continue the treason, he's in control as the executive of the Border Patrol. They've got to impeach him. Can you imagine what he'll do in 2 years as a dictator? That's how he's acting. Even Jonathan Turley, the big liberal professor, said that he's dwarfed Bush. Are you going to sit here while Mitch McConnell and while John Boehner are all swollen up about how they're in charge now, and we're like, our strong man's in charge. Obama's in charge. You just don't like it. Boehner's in charge. You just don't like it. Oh, shut up. Our guy's in charge now. He's not your guy. If Ron Paul was in there and did everything he said he'd do, he'd be our guy. If Rand Paul was in there and did everything he said he'd do, which he's doing pretty much, he'd be our guy. Or Ted Cruz. Yeah, you could say they're our guys. You could say Abbott in Texas, from his voting record previously, blocking UN power grabs, blocking attempts to shut down our plants, blocking all the stuff. Yeah, you can say he's our guy. Are they perfect? No. All right, I want to go to your phone calls. Hanna in Hawaii, thanks for holding. You're on the air. What's your take on this major political realignment?
Alex, Good to hear from you.
Well, thank you, brother. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Hawaii. I just wanted to give you some news. Maui County had a vote to ban the growing of GMO crops, and they won, even though Monsanto and Dow spent $8 million in ads to keep the planting going. And if I'm right, Monsanto, that's like where majority of their seed comes from, is the county of Maui. So it's a pretty huge win, and there should be some pretty big effects countrywide, not just Hawaii.
Well, that's right, and studies show that GMO crops, on average, are a scam. They don't have increased yields long-term. They kill the soil. And a lot of that is because also the companies like to manipulate the farmers and screw them. And the argument is, well, we pay farmers not to produce. There's too much food anyway. There's too many people. America in 1955, you can look this up, could feed the entire world. The United States cannot even feed itself and now imports more than one-third of its food because of government policies. But it is exciting that Hawaii and others are moving to block GMO crops. I mean, it's just destroying the environment. But notice you don't hear all the Democrats calling to restrict that.
Right.
What's your take overall on where this is going? I've got the headline, Maui GMO ban passes after third printout.
It was on the I was on the third printout. It came out. So I voted yes for it. You know, I think there should be more testing before they just kind of force it down. It's a small island, you know, and it affects everybody. And yes, there were some jobs lost. But I think if you look at it in the long term, you know, maybe a few hundred jobs may be lost. But what's going to be the effect on the island and the people and everything around it in, you know, 10, 20, 30 years?
Sure. Well, I've studied GMO intensely, and I appreciate your call, and economics. And I've studied the market. And I use this example almost every week because it's so sterling. It's so crystal clear. 15, 20 years ago, you couldn't find organic food but at weird little shops. But people began to buy it, and so over the next decade or two, more people got involved. Their private certification system set up. Trusted name brands got involved. And now you can get pretty healthy, non-GMO, high-quality food, in some cases, for lower prices than the GMO garbage. That's a total flip. Because when people get involved in a market, then other people get involved as it becomes lucrative, and then it creates competition, and that's what ends up happening. And so I will guarantee you, in fact, I know Hawaii has a huge organic produce market. It's like the little, you know, California, but California's in a drought. And so those niches that have been, you know, taken out by a GMO planting ban will get filled by other cleaner industries. And see, people tune in and hear me talk about this thing. What are you, like a Democrat, a communist or something? Listen, I pick and choose after research what I stand for. I'm not partisan. The environmentalists are a bunch of land-grabbing crooks at the top. At the ground level, they're great people. There are a lot of good ideas. Our planet is in trouble. I mean, you don't go around planting. Here's an example. They've now released in the Pacific Ocean salmon that are three times the size of normal salmon. And in a major university study, it was Washington State, they found within 40 generations, all other salmon would be extinct because they can't compete with these fish. And these fish have insect and plant genes in them and will begin mutating. See, you don't change something's genetics and then it just stays like that. When it breeds, then its eggs and the sperm are mutated and then they create new mutations. But that's a problem with GMO produce is farmers will tell you they have to keep buying new seeds because if they don't buy the new ones, second generation seeds, if they even grow, it's a freak show. And we've got, last time I checked, more than 10,000, look it up, pharmacological GMO crops. I'm going to say that again. More than 10,000. That number's a few years old. More than 10,000 pharmacological GMO crops. Let me just give you two GMO crops. One of them is currently growing all over the U.S. Ebola vaccine in it, in the corn, live attenuated Ebola. You can program a plant to grow a virus. Now, what did Prodi Gene look up AP 10 years ago? The government got concerned that people with spacesuits out in Texas killing it. We reported it before it was in the AP. They had corn that grew live. They claimed attenuated, though, but it was still whole virus. HIV for a HIV vaccine. So they don't just grow vaccines now in monkey kidneys or in a fetal tissue where they, you know, they get their Pepsi flavor secret. See how over the top that statement is? But it's true. Pepsi flavor testing is done with fetal tissue. You can't make that up. Just like you can't make up 10,000 crops with Ebola and HIV growing. You think that's going to get out of hand, boys and girls? You think that's a threat? That's biological warfare. I mean, it's a wonder we're even still alive. We're not in Kansas anymore, as I say. The Air Force came out 12 years ago and admitted they've created antimatter bombs in the San Francisco Chronicle. We'll be back with Ray, Stephen, Jason, Matt, Patrick, and others. Stay with us.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99 90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology, we are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supplies for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. 541-229-0010.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue issues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Press conference for 20 minutes. Senate leader of the new Senate-elect leader. Going, we're not going to be repealing Obamacare. And we're not going to be, this is my best imitation of him, we're not going to be defaulting on the debt or shutting down the government. All that means is we're just going to continue to bankrupt the country. And all the reporters are talking about is bipartisanship and working together. And he's like, yes, we're going to work together. On and on and on. What about investigations of Fast and Furious? What about Benghazi? What about shutting down the power plants? What about opening up the borders? What about? Oh, they're not going to do anything about that. Can you believe that the Republicans have the House and Senate and they're not going to repeal Obamacare? How are they going to get away with that? Are we going to let them get away with that? That's the headline. Will Republican leadership get away with not repealing Obamacare? Republican leadership, we won't repeal Obamacare. Shocker. Will they get away with it? Everyone I know has had their premiums. The lowest is 60-70% increase. Most people, it's doubled. And then we're getting notices that get ready, it's about to get even worse. And then you complain and they go, shut up, racist. No one had their premium go up, even though they admit they're skyrocketing. I've been in clinics in places. That's where I tend to go when I got something going on. And because they're a lot quicker, not as dangerous as hospitals with all the killer bugs in them. Newer clinics are. And there's always people going, well, wait a minute. I came in to get my medication, a checkup 6 months ago. It was half of this. And you hear them going, well, this is the Affordable Care Act. They go, let us explain some literature. We're sorry. We're not the insurance company. And they're just like, what? And boy, they get mad. And let me tell you, for whatever reason, these clinics I've been, almost every time it's been old black women and stuff, and they get really upset. Because they're in there paying for their health care, and they're getting screwed over. And it's going to get a lot worse. And it makes me so angry. And the Supreme Court ruled it's a tax to the insurance companies. Yeah, those are the people that aren't creating jobs. When they talk about corporations not making jobs, those are the parasites that are sock puppeting John Boehner so that we can't repeal it. They paid close to $1 billion the last 5 years to get that lobbied through and then implemented. And they paid for it, and they think they own Congress, and they don't care if Obamacare is 80%+ unpopular, and they don't care if you don't like it. They are going to sit there and squat on you like a bully, spitting in your face till you throw that bully off and kick their butt politically. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Let's go to Ray in New Jersey. Then we'll go to Patrick, Stephen, Jason, and Matt. Go ahead, Ray. Thanks for calling.
If every one of us, every one of the 15 million that listen to you, would just talk to one person a week and explain to them what is going on, we could really make a difference and make this thing move forward. As for what has happened in the political arena the past 24 hours, Obama has been arrogant from the day that he left Harvard to the day he just kept on using his pen.
Oh, yeah, he came out today and said that he doesn't feel repudiated.
No, exactly. But he also knows that he has the same old boys working for him now that were working for him 3 days ago, just with a different suit on. So why not be arrogant? He knows that whoever he can turn on his Democrat buddies, not support them. Republicans are going to get in, and they're going to do what he wants anyway.
That's right. What a bunch of rats. Harry Reid is now tearing into Obama. when Harry Reid is pushing the exact same policies as Obama when Obama was at Harvard. I mean, Harry Reid was in Congress when Obama was at Harvard pushing the same stuff. What a no honor among thieves is all I can say. And they are just a pack of trash. And, yeah, Obama's been playing golf with Boehner and hanging out with Mitch McConnell. And they're going to have a lunch on Friday, him and Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell supported the banker bailout. Mitch McConnell just said in the press conference, there's not going to be any government shutdown. Because, see, he's the boss. Not the other 99 senators voting. Not the 400-something people in the House. Mitch McConnell, see, he's in charge.
And we have to turn around and we have to get to our senators and our congresspeople and make them quite aware that they're also going to be out of a job, that we're watching them. And we have to sit on them on a weekly basis, just continually. We need to take our school systems back.
I agree. I agree with you. And this shows that we are beginning to turn the tide and take things back. It's a sign of fight being in us. And if we shut those borders down, deport these illegals, arrest some of these feds for crimes they've committed, it'll send a message to scare the other cockroaches to quit committing all these crimes. We'll be right back with your phone calls, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide.
guess what? A shotgun will keep you a lot safer. A double-barrel shotgun than the assault weapons in somebody's hands who doesn't know how to use it, even one who does know how to use it. You know, it's harder to use an assault weapon and hit something that is a shotgun, okay?
Yeah! Yeah! Got one!
Oh! Oh, my God.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun. You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim. It's harder to use.
Nice. You never missed, McAdoo.
Oh! Oh, my God.
Buy a shotgun.
So we're going to have you shoot that. We're going to do some other stuff, and we're going to blow a television up later.
Fantastic.
All right, good.
Have you shot a pistol before?
Yes.
Okay, so you know to you put this dot in between these dots and put all three of them on the target. Now, if you look down this sight, you can see how you can see right down the sights. This one, the suppressor covers it up, but it still serves its purpose because you can still overlap them over the target. It just takes a little getting used to. I'm going to load it up for you, and then
chamber around. There you go.
There you go. There you go. Go ahead.
You shot a little to the right. Yeah.
Woo! Had a little bit of a kick. I need to work on my upper body strength a little bit, be able to handle that machine, but I like it with the silencer. I feel kind of like a gangster, like a mobster, you know, like I should be a...
Hitman.
Yeah.
But does it sound like it does in the movies? It doesn't make that chirping. It's not silent.
Yeah. No, it's definitely
it
not.
Like a loud air rifle is what it sounds like.
Yeah, you definitely still hear that in a hotel or something. The movies lie to us once again.
On your mark. Set, go.
Weldon and I literally tried to hit that half-pound charge for an hour.
We've been trying to shoot that half-pound charge all day, Leanne, and you come out here and shoot from the hip. Boom!
Like a Mac do.
That's America.
Mark!
Gloria Steinem. The women are getting the guns.
Okay, you ready? Get it. Ready? Got it. Holy hell. That's what's happening to Dinosaur Media as we fire bullets of truth into their sack of rotting lies. Yeah. Freedom. The Republic. Human liberty.
Man, I've lost a lot of weight. We shot that about 2 months ago. And I've been so busy, we never put it together, but Josh Owens did a great job on camera and editing that. And that's just promoting gun culture, freaking out all the trendies out there that are in the comments right now going crazy, saying we should be arrested. The video's on the front page of PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We're going to tweet it out right now at Real Alex Jones. Freedom grows out of the barrel of a gun. And the people online... It's the minority of them, but they're saying, no, death grows out of it. Well, yes, when Mao Zedong's the only one with the guns, that's the guy that ran China and killed 80-plus million people, the greatest mass murder in history, he said political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. But see, when it's decentralized and it's in the people's hands, like Switzerland, you have the lowest crime rate in the world. They don't have Chicago's, they don't have New York's, they don't have D.C.'s, they don't have places where guns are banned. So they have very low crime. And that's why we say political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. And if the political power is in the people's hands and decentralized, if everybody's got a gun on the block and knows how to use it, do you think the criminals are going to go rob there? No. Are they going to wait till you're gone out of town? That's why you don't have in Texas hardly any home invasions compared to Illinois or New York. And folks in rural areas of New York and Illinois don't break into houses because you get your butt shot off. And so the collectivists are calling me a racist in the YouTube comments, and they really mean it. That's how dumb they are. It's all they've got intellectually. They're so stupid, they don't get I'm the real liberal. I'm the classical liberal in a Thomas Jefferson sense. I want you to keep your money, run your own life, have your own religion or not, be able to defend yourself or not. Sexually, as long as you don't try it with my kids, hey, knock yourself out. I'm more of a Thomas Jefferson type. George Washington, you could say, was America's first conservative and the founder of the army. You could say Thomas Jefferson was the first liberal. And I mean, I think of myself really as a liberal at the end of the day. I mean, I just live and let live, have your own life. Just stay out of my way. You understand? I don't belong to you. You're not going to run my life. You're not going to tell me what to think. You're not going to tell me what to do. I've had enough of it. When I see that fascist mayor down there trying to indict and doing subpoenas of preachers because they're criticizing homosexuality. Hey, lady, shut up. I believe in your free speech till you try to shut other people down. Then you need to stop. If you disagree with those people, disagree with them. But don't sit there and try to shut them down. So when I say shut up, I mean shut up your lawsuits. And she has done that. But it shows their instinct. And it shows what they want to do. And it shows who they are. They're totalitarians. They're authoritarians. You can see that full video of your radio listener on Infowars.com video, Freedom Grows Out of the Barrel of a Gun. It's a short little 8.5-minute piece. I think it's the best gun show we've put out, even though we got 50 cal shooting through armor and everything else. And you know what? We're not trying to show off that we're the best shots in the world or anything either. I mean, when I was like 18, I could shoot 1,000 yards with a Remington 308, Remington 700. I could shoot bullseye, you know. At 300 yards, I could hit the right in the center of the target at 1,000 yards. I can't probably do that today. I can shoot in the center of the target at 300 yards and maybe hit the target, period, at 1,000. Most of those guns weren't even mine. They're Shane Steiner's, my buddies. We just pull up. They aren't even perfectly sighted in. Just start shooting. That's what it's all about, just having fun, not showing off that we're, you know, the best gun in the West or something. And Leanne had shot guns once. At Central Texas Gun Works last year, or maybe it was earlier this year, she shot a shotgun and a handgun, and I guess kind of as a joke, I mean, they told her, they said, pull it into your shoulder when she shot the 12-gauge pump, and it, you know, really bruised her, and she didn't like it. And that's really because you really got to learn to pull a gun into your shoulder and just relax, and then it doesn't even kick. I mean, I don't think Barrett's kick, Barrett 50s, except for your teeth clanking. It's not even so much the kick, it's the receiver clacking back and clacking back in. There's a clanking that I don't like. I don't know. Guns kicked some when I was a kid. They just don't seem to kick now. Of course, sometimes I go out and shoot 100 rounds, holding a 50 in my hand, and then it's thrown my back out before. So I guess there is some kick there, even if you don't feel it. But she shot 223s, 45s, you name it, and just loved them and was just so excited and then went out and got a gun. And is going out and getting lessons. And we can do that with any woman. She was shot bullseye the first three times she shot at about 50 yards with a 223, shooting bowling pins. Center of mass right in them. Later she was shooting bullseye at 100 yards. I took her one shot with the 45 to start hitting bullseye. And women on average, even at the Olympics, are better shots than men. It's very narrow statistic. But they're just slightly better than men without having to drink alcohol. You know, most athletes aren't supposed to take steroids or know, stuff like Lance Armstrong did. Well, in the Olympics, sometimes they've got a test, I've read, that the shooters aren't taking Valium or drinking beer. Because the big secret to shooting is being calm and relaxed. And once you get a woman to be calm and relaxed with a gun, they're great. So the feminists imply, though, with Hollywood, that women don't know how to use guns. Women don't know how to fight. I mean, I wrestle my 10-year-old daughter, and she kicks my butt sometimes. I don't know what people are talking about. But I guess folks are raising their daughters to be these wimps. Around here in Texas, we don't raise our daughters to be wimps. That's because we're, you know, sexist pieces of garbage. You know, just the women just jump on the horses, jump in the four-wheel drive, go out and skin the buck, go out and shoot the gun, and go home and cook dinner. Or maybe daddy's cooking dinner tonight. But see, women and men have been teamed up in primitive situations. That's what the system doesn't like, is men and women working together as a unit and then seeing their family as like a corporation, a base of operations, so their kids are successful and their kids are successful to build the house on the hill. That's how successful families operate. But the modern feminist magazines, I don't care if it's Esquire, I don't care if it's Vanity Fair, I don't care if it's Cosmopolitan, you open them up. It's all about how to control men and how they're your enemy and how you got to be a whore to get ahead and just all the opposite of what I think of feminism. And it's meant to screw women and screw men up. Now, men are busy playing Sports Center all day and video games, and, you know, women aren't attracted to that. It's just so exciting to take anti-gunners out and to convert them. And Leanne wasn't an anti-gunner. She was just scared of them. And after she shot about an hour, we had little bitty charges of tannerite. You know, it's non-explosive, explosive stimulant. And, you know, if you don't hit them dead on, they don't blow up. So there was this one charge. I mean, I shot four charges in a row at about 100 yards, but there was this one that we couldn't get. And then Leanne just freehand, boom, within an hour, I saw her aim. I forget that gun Shane's got. It's like a 223, but it's real short. I forget all the names. And she just pulls the trigger, and boom, it blows up. And then she aims with a bowling pin from the hip at about 75, 80 yards. Boom, knocks that down. And it's just, once you just get into a gun, it's just amazing. And there she was. So go get lessons. Be careful. Stow them properly. The best way to have gun safety with your kids is teach them how to use it. Teach them the danger. And then they won't go and get it when their kids are over and shoot people. So obviously in this day and age, secure firearms. But past that, go out and teach somebody how to shoot if you want to beat these gun grabbers. That's the biggest thing we can do. All right, I'm now perseverating on guns. I apologize. Patrick in FEMA Region 10. And then we'll go to Steve and Jason in Canada and Matt in Canada. A lot of calls from Canada. George in Connecticut. Go ahead, Patrick.
Good morning, Alex. And Alex, yeah, I voted against Measure 91. Oregon, the medical marijuana legalization.
Yes, sir.
And the reason I did is because when they created that bill, they completely embedded and surrounded it with a police state. And I convinced a whole bunch of people, to include people that are marijuana smokers, that they should vote against it, and they did, only because of that. 24% of it goes to the schools, which are a weapon system against our children, and the rest of it goes to a police state, which is completely embedded and surrounded that bill. That's why I voted against it.
Well, I've studied the medical marijuana movement, and I'm for decriminalization, not because I support drug culture, but because I know that it makes the drug culture bigger to have them illegal because it jacks up prices. And I know in, like, Michigan and other states that have quasi-legalized it, Colorado, you waive your rights to social workers, to home inspection. Your kids are into the system. And so you're like becoming a slave or something in a lot of states. And so you're now in a social worker system with the police, basically on a type of parole. And they don't tell people you're waiving your rights in an extrajudicial agreement to get your hands on some Mary Jane. And look, I know it's great for glaucoma. I know it's great for nausea when people have chemotherapy. I know that it is a plant that has hundreds of really great medicinal reasons for people to use it. It's certainly abused. So I think people should have access to it. But it's definitely being abused as medical marijuana. But you can't penalize people that really need it because folks are abusing it. So I'm just for decriminalization, period. and they should sell it like you sell it at the liquor store, and just forget this whole medical thing. You know, I mean, they had whiskey as medicine forever as well. If somebody had a headache or a toothache or was about to have surgery or, you know, wanted to relax them, they used to get off the fighter, you know, missions and they'd give them whiskey. I mean, I just say sell it in liquor stores. The government can have its cut. And then that's the end of it. We don't need more bureaucracy. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Steve in Florida. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, Citizens Crowns reporting from Jacksonville. Just letting everybody know Anonymous is doing a million mask march from 6 to 8 p.m. downtown Jacksonville. I'm going to be steering the ship with an InfoWars flag and my bullhorn calling for Obama's arrest, and I encourage everybody to do that. And if I see an anarchist, I'm going to smack you myself. Also, Yes on 2 lost in Florida by 3%, and I'm very glad it did, because I don't want these lazy stoners who are too lazy to go register to vote riding the coattails of the hardworking patriots. And I'm for decriminalization, and Governor Adrian Wiley, he was for decriminalization too. He had an amazing 7-point plan, but the American people, the Floridians, didn't want it, you know? And a shameless plug, Governor Adrian Wiley's torpedo. God bless, man. Y'all be safe.
All right, what time is the million... million Anonymous March tonight?
I was told to get there around 6 p.m. And I got my Obama Ebola costume. I still got my pickets and everything, man. I'm just going ham. I'm so sick of Obama, and I want him in jail. I'm not happy with the election, and I'm calling for his arrest. I'm so sick of it.
I agree. We shouldn't be pacified by this. We should be waging war against the Republican leadership to stop acting like total traitors. I agree with you. And we must have the impeachment of Obama. He's going to go ahead with all this executive tyranny. Mitch McConnell's up there with a controlled press and with Boehner giving press conferences, not saying a word about impeachment, a word about repeal of Obamacare, other than saying we're not going to do it. Not a word about, hey, Obama, you better not try executive power grabs. They're just green-lighting everything with their willing accomplices in the media. I appreciate your call. Another great point. We're going to go to break, come back, and talk to Jason in Canada. Talk to Matt in Canada and George in Connecticut. That'll be it for this transmission. I'll be honest with you. Not so much the doing, you know, the live show last night and the 3-hour radio show and the 6 hours of coverage I did with the crew. It's the planning and the going over all the news. I am just exhausted right now. So rarely do I want the show to end. I am tired. And so Calgon, take me away. Meets Miller time. But no, seriously. Ridiculous. A bath of Miller Lite. I'm joking. I don't drink Miller Lite. I don't even really drink. Anyways, it's all coming up. Stay with us.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, and then back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, with the Daytime Radio Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to take some more calls in this segment, a little customary overdrive segment to finish up with calls. But overall, this is really good news, this election. I'm sure there was a lot of electronic fraud, a lot of voter fraud, we know, by the illegals and others, and Democrats voting over and over again. They got caught all over the country. But still, that wasn't enough to stop this landslide. That is not an endorsement of the Republicans, but is a repudiation of Obama. Now, if McConnell and Boehner and the other Republican leaders don't try to at least do some reforms, cut some of the taxes, stop trying to drive the country over a cliff and bankrupt us, and if they don't control the borders and go for amnesty and let Obama act as an executive dictator, they are then aiding and abetting it, and they will go the way of Cantor. And that's what you let them know. We're going to kick you out, you little narcissistic creature. If you don't reverse this and if you keep playing politics, knock it off. They make it all about how they're celebrities now. Build up Mitch McConnell. Build up Boehner. So they can be politically damaged down the road. Hey, they know what they're getting paid to do. We need to get rid of these politicians and get statesmen in there. Some of the other news up on InfoWars.com. Ron Paul says the two-party monopoly must be infiltrated with ideas. That's what we're doing. I totally agree. On a Don Salazar article. Again, the big question, will Republicans impeach Barack Obama? Paul Watson's article. Freedom versus Tyranny, top 6 Ebola poster contest entries. Yeah, it's the protest videos that have made national news. You can see the finalists there. We'll announce on Friday. I know I'm always behind announcing these, but I'll do it on Friday. I'm going to play these top 6 entries tonight after the nightly news. So about 7:30 tonight, we'll air all those for the TV viewers. Ron Paul and the GOP victory went on to say, get ready for expanded neocon wars in Syria and Iraq. Yeah, to, quote, fight the groups that John McCain and Obama helped put in charge over there. They're just hoping we're that ignorant we don't notice it. Finally, before I go to break and come back with Jason and Matt and George, and maybe have time to get to Greg, I might get to a call in this segment. I cannot stress enough to you what True Nation Iodine from the Deep Earth Crystal Source does. It is the missing link in the biology. It's why they put the bad halogens in the water and the food. The bromine, the bromide, the fluoride. This is the good stuff, the iodine. And most of the iodine out there is the trash version of it. This is the pure Deep Earth electric purple blue crystal. Nobody else does this. And it just has detoxified me, energized me. The bad news is we're selling out of it. We didn't produce enough of it. It may take months to get more in. InfoWarsLife.com, Survival Shield X2. And even though we're selling out of it, we have it discounted with Lung Cleanse that has all the essential oils in it when you get the two together in the Bio Defense Pack, and your purchase supports the transmission. But try Survival Shield X2. Try Lung Cleanse. Try Supermill Vitality, Super Female Vitality. And we've been sold out for a while of the colloidal silver. We've been sold out of Occupower. That's coming in next week. DNA Force is getting ready to sell out. I mean, these are very expensive to produce. The Oxy powder from Global Healing Center flushes you out. You've heard the rave reviews. Rob Dew lost 12 pounds in 1 week. That's how much garbage we've got in us. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Be sure and become a subscriber, $5.95 a month. 11 people can use each membership to PrisonPlanet.tv. That's the nightly news, my films, special commercial-free podcasts, you name it. I want to thank everybody that are members. You're funding the tip of the spear. Most importantly, pray for America, pray for world peace, pray for the unborn, pray for our affiliates and sponsors. We want to thank them as well. I'm Alex Jones, signing off the main transmission. A little bit of overdrive to take some calls.
You are
back in 70 seconds.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
You let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
By the way, friends, Dave Mustaine's mother-in-law, and I'm really good friends with Dave and his wife, Pam. They stayed at my home many times. Just dear, sweet people, of course, the Metallica and Megadeth fame. His mother-in-law is still missing after a month, and they can't find her. And just please pray that she be found and that she be safe, or that at least something be discovered soon. But please pray for Dave Mustaine. He's done so much to promote liberty. He's been demonized so much. And Pam is just so sweet. And bad things just happen to the best people. So please pray for the Mustaine family and Pam's mother. That's all I can really say on it. It just really freaks me out. Let's talk to Jason in Canada. Thanks for holding, Jason.
Hi there, Alex.
Welcome.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know up here in Canada, you have a lot of followers. We even have people up here with tattoos on their arms with InfoWars. So,
well, folks ought to send me a photo of that. I'd retweet it. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. I was going to do that anyway. My point, I want to let everybody know out there, and this is something that's happened to me personally. The banks out there, I wanted to hit a point that you made about 20 minutes ago about how you're a new business, you want to get things started, and they do everything to push you down. I'm a fine example of that because I came back to Canada after DJing all over the world with an invention, a DJ invention, first to market, one of a kind, and the banks did not support me when I had to make an insurance claim to cover my credit card balances. So all of my credit went into bad credit. And if they didn't want to cover the claim on that. So I told them what was going to happen, and they didn't even want to help me out. I said, I'm going to lose my business. If you don't cover me for 4 to 6 months maximum on my minimum coverage, they looked at me, and they smiled.
Sir, it's always been like that. The big ultra-rich that aren't free market, instinctively like a father lion trying to eat his son, they want to take him out. That is so inaccurate. What's the Disney movie about the lion in Africa? What's that called? The Lion King. And the real Lion King, his dad would eat him. And that's basically what goes on here, is this predatory thing where they don't want new businesses to form and operate. And it's before in America, that was not the rule. That's what made us so great. Now we're going back into that kind of European model. It's horrible. Thank you, Jason. God bless you. Matt in Canada, another Canadian calling in. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I love and respect everything you're doing. I've been a long-time listener since well before 9/11, so I'm very happy to be on here. First-time caller. So I'm glad to hear you talking about the serious drought going on in California. You know, I think you and I both know, and all your listeners know, this is being done intentionally. You know, they're being created by chemtrails.
Yeah, no, they have Bill and Melinda Gates funded weather modification going on 24/7 over the West Coast, unlike, I mean, it's the most targeted. Even meteorologists have shown it on mainstream news, how they block the weather fronts, the water coming in with the aluminum dioxide. It's incredible.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they are basically trying to cut off our food supply around the planet. You know, California is a breadbasket of North America.
It
is. My friends and I, Joe Ego and I, are working, and we think we found a solution, and I want to share this with you guys, because Illuminati and New World Order and, you know, the people at Bohemian Grove, and they practice these satanic rituals. They're telling us, you know, this truly is a spiritual battle for our hearts and minds.
Sure, we're almost out of time. What's the solution?
Okay, so basically there's a scientist named Marcel Vogel. He's invented these crystals that amplify your thoughts. And basically we go to Mount Shasta in California, and we do basically these Native American rain ceremonies to bring rain, and we can actually affect the weather in California and around the planet and bring healing energy back to the planet again.
Well, I know it'll draw attention to what's going on regardless. Interesting. Send me some information. We could do a rain dance and ask that Bill Gates stop his secret geoengineering program, which they admit he's doing. It's just the details are secret. Well, we've got the satellite photos.